The Lorillard Lofts, just off West Main Street, sit less than half full. Several years ago, the one-time tobacco warehouse was converted into condos. Both developers and the city hoped to attract young professionals downtown. Instead, the complex could soon serve Lexington's street people. During a tour, Jenny Ramsey of the Catholic Action Center took members of the public through one of the housing units.
We all know what happened with the economy, and the location kind of killed them. So the location is perfect for our folks, but not as much for the high-end condos.
Now, homeless advocates look to turn the large structure into what they term a compassion mall. Kelly Gunning with Lexington's National Alliance on Mental Illness sees the center as a nice supplement to the new Eastern State Psychiatric Hospital.
What we're seeing is a lot more people who are remaining in the community longer, untreated, with inability to get to treatment. This facility is going to be a gap filler, a bridge to services.
David Christensen with the Central Kentucky Housing and Homeless Initiative feels confident the project will become a reality.
It may not happen quite as soon as we'd all like to see it happen, but I think a year from now, we're going to be up and running.
Jenny Ramsey estimates the upfront cost to convert the private condo complex to a homeless service center at about $6 million. Lexington leaders will be asked to help launch the project. Similar projects in the past have run afoul of some neighbors who worry homeless shelters promote crime and reduce property values. For WEKU News, I'm Stu Johnson.